going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With the 13th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select.
And we'll find out in just hours from now. First time to head out, though, to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, Chris Perkins, Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist, joins us. Been writing about this team and talking about this team for months since the end of the season. Perk, I wanted to read all the stuff you had, and three of your choices of your top 10 I am not a fan of, my friend. You want to guess what they were?
Let's see. I'm going to guess Kelvin Banks, the offensive lineman from Texas.
Nope. I think that's a good one. The two safeties and the tight end, we don't need.
No.
We got to take care of the holes, my friend. Which one you
I agree. You know what the funny thing is, Joe and Bo, is that at number 13, I think the two cornerbacks, Will Johnson from Michigan and Jahdae Barron from Texas, are good fits at number 13. I think Kelvin Banks from Texas would be a good fit at 13, but the D tackles, the safeties, you would probably be overdrafting, right? If you're looking at Derek Harmon from Oregon or Kenneth Grant from Michigan, Nicky Minwori, the safety from South Carolina, like you said, Malachi Starr, you would almost be able to trade down and get anything other than a corner or Kelvin Banks, anything that you need.
Hey, it's interesting. We all agree. I know everybody's pretty much on the same page. We need guard tackle guard. We need probably two defensive tackles. And we need two cornerbacks unless I'm trusting all the young guys and I'm not there, because you play with three deep corners.
No, you got Cam Ward
all the time.
I mean, you got
Cam Smith.
Cam Smith, yeah.
By the way, what's your take on selling Cam Smith? Still trying to sell Cam Smith in year three? Are you aboard?
I'm not trusting him as a starter. There's zero chance I'm going into camp thinking that Cam Smith is going to be a starter. If he wins a starting job in camp, that's one thing, but I'm getting two starting corners this offseason.
You're being a little more polite like me. I'd throw him out the door. give me a seventh round, eighth round pick, and I'll take my gamble with that.
Bo wants to let you know he's not the only one. There'll be some other guys in that list too. There's been a tight end.
Hey, Bo is that old school justice, man. He's that Adam Gates, we'll cut your butt. Get out of here, right?
Hey, Perk, you remember that day. You remember that Adam Gase day where he talked to his offensive line coach. He goes, can these three guys play? And the old line coach goes, no, they can't. He goes, cut them all. I've never seen that. All of them. That was wild. What a wild day. Hey, I'm going to give you an interesting name. But everybody says he's a pure guard, but he is ready to play right now. And that's Tyler Booker. That doesn't seem like a Chris Greer pure guard. He doesn't take pure guards in the first round. What do you think?
No, he doesn't. Here's why I don't like the pick. Because he's not what the Dolphins really want or need at that position. when I say that he's not what they want, Tyler Booker is more of a role grader guard. The Dolphins like some agility, some athleticism to run that outside zone.
How's that worked out?
So that running scheme, right?
Man, I hate hearing that too, Perk. I hate hearing that from you.
I know, but that Chris Greer will tell you that, and Mike McDaniel will tell you that. The other reason that I don't like Tyler Booker is he's just listed as a guard. I like some position versatility, guard, center, guard, tackle. If they'd have done that last year with Patrick Paul, you could have plugged up your concerns at guard by using Patrick Paul. You would have still had your backup left tackle, and you would have still had your left tackle for the future. So a guy who only plays – and the Dolphins usually get versatile offensive linemen. They kind of went away from their philosophy with Patrick Paul, and it seems like they paid a price for it, right?
Hopefully not if he can start a left tackle this year and year two.
Well, last year without a sufficient guard.
Well, what makes you say he paid a price with Patrick Paul?
That they if they would have done him like Laramie Tunsil, you remember how Tunsil played guard as a rookie. The guard problems that you had last year with Rob Jones and Liam Eisenberg, you could have addressed.
Oh, so you're saying if they kicked him in there and had him play guard?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, so Perk, let me ask you going forward, just knowing this, and we've been talking about this group. We need help on both sides of the line. I mean, we talk about this physical thing every year in cold weather.
Yeah.
And Perk, you're great at throwing that stat out about how we play against good teams on the road. And you own that story, and I don't mess with you on that one. So what do you think Chris does? Because he's going to have a chance, obviously, picking 13, I think, to get a real good player at all three positions. What do you think will be priority one?
I think quarterback should be priority one. I think the defense and Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator, should get the first two picks because I think your needs are greater at corner where you need two of them, and they're greater at D tackle where you need a starter and some depth. At guard, this guard, you return eight offensive starters, right? Numbers 9 and 10 are in-house, and Patrick Paul, the left tackle, and James Daniels, one of your starting guards. This guard that you draft is starter number 11. Like his importance is it paled in comparison to the cornerback and the D tackle. So I say get corner and D tackle with your first two rounds, and then get your guard in the third round. That's the way I'm looking at it. But above all, you need to get physical, aggressive players at every position. Enough with this finesse stuff. Get guys like Jordan Brooks, Jonnu Smith. Aaron Brewer, get guys with that mentality. To me, that's a huge, huge thing. Get physical, aggressive players as well as filling your needs.
Well, Chris, you just shipped out. You haven't done it yet, but you're kicking out your best cornerback, even though he's kind of a little malcontent in this and that. And all of us, the 2 weeks before the draft, and I don't know if there's going to be a trade that's going to bring you a draft choice over the weekend. But when you look at it, to me, there's that story about the little Dutch boy that, the dike sprung a leak, so he put his finger in the hole, and then it sprung another,
right, another one.
I think Chris Greer's got 10 fingers in the dike right now, and he's about to spring another leak. I just don't know. The cupboard's bare, and then you got Tyreek there that you don't know between now and opening day.
Yeah.
What that situation? I just, to me, in the situation they're in, it's a very unenviable position.
Yeah, no, it's,
to be
it's
in
tough.
As a head coach that's a little bit, on thin ice, and a general manager that's on thin ice.
By the way, we haven't talked about the Tyreek Hills, all the stuff leaking out about the follow up of the 911. Are we just acting? You think they've at least talked to him about, or they just leave him alone? Like, oh, this stuff just seems to happen, like Chris Greer said, or how are they treating this? Woody asked me every day, can Tyreek Hill stay out of trouble from now until the season starts? I can't give him 100% answer. No, don't worry about that. He'll be ready to go. Free time is not his best time.
No, it's not. It's not. And look, you talk about the spring and leaks. I mean, look, in the last couple of years, when you consider that they've lost Christian Wilkins and Andrew Van Ginkle and Javon Holland, and they're not all pros, but a lot of those are quality NFL starters. And you're right, Bo, just every time they seemingly fix one thing, something else goes wrong. So it's a very tough position. As far as Tyreek, no, I don't think he can stay out of trouble. But, man, what are you going to do with that guy? It's such a rough position that you can't get rid of him and you really don't want to keep him. I don't know what you do with Tyreek. I've been told that they have and do talk with him, but it doesn't do any good. So I just know if he voted a team captain by the other players, I'll be very disappointed in those other players.
Yeah. No, oh, don't get Bo. It's a good thing I got to go to break here. Don't get Bo going on that one right there.
Oh, that
he go. He's about ready to go old school on that one right there, man. I pulled him back. I got my arm around his neck right now. He's ready to go.
Woody cut my mic off.
Yeah. Hey. Before he let you go, go ahead. Give me a 13th pick. Your thought on who it's really going to be tonight.
I'm going Will Johnson of Michigan. If he's not there, Jadae Barron of Texas. But Will Johnson is in my pick, 6'2", long arms, and he's that interception playmaker from the mold of Jalen Ramsey, Xavier Howard, Byron Jones, guys who have been good corners for them recently. I like Will Johnson even with his injury history.
Perk, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
We'll be
reading all your stuff at the Sun Sentinel. Chris Perkins joining us to talk a little bit about what's going on. Hey, by the way, we're not done. We got Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports, going to join us here in just a couple of minutes. Atlantic Men's Clinic helps you every day. ED, low T. Man, if you're going through it right now, I don't care if you're in your 30s. And people going, 30s? Yep, guys get in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Half the men in their 50s get it. 60s, 70s. If a man says, I've never had it, never had a problem with low T or ED, feel like I'm 20 every day for 50 years, they're lying. And Atlantic Men's Clinic is here to tell you there, whether they're telling the truth or not, Atlantic Men's Clinic can knock it out for you, okay? And we want to let you know it's very simple. We got 6 locations in South Florida. This is what they do. They take care of ED and low T, knock it out quickly. I call it turning back the clock 20 years. I can't believe how good. It's been a year I've been on the program. And just how good I feel. And I had everything, man. That sex drive was gone. Embarrassing on the weekends. Just absolutely embarrassing to go through it. Humiliating. I got the T, the PSA test. I got it all done. Met with their professionals. Put me on a program that's just been unbelievable. With the 6 locations, make that first call. Get it taken care of. If you're living with it right now, you don't have to. 877-455-7300. Great results. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Set up that first appointment today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right, and Woody, thank you. Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports, joins us. And let's go ahead and tease Pete with this if we can.
With the 13th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select.
All right, Pete, I saw it. I saw your mock draft. Go ahead and give me the name, please.
I had Mason Graham falling to him at 13, and there's talk that he might fall down in this draft. And in Miami, you look at their defensive tackle position, it's a disaster right now. So I know people say offensive line. I don't buy it. I think they need to get a defensive lineman.
Wow. We've had a lot of people. I don't know, man. I think Bo and I have just sat here and this old line, every year we talk about this thing and just – And by the way, we do need defense alignment too, to your point. And you think he's got a chance. People keep saying he's got a chance to be like a Christian Wilkins. Have you heard that too?
Yes, exactly. My only concern with – there's a couple concerns with him, and this is why I think he might fall down a little bit. He's not a giant guy when you look at him. And you know, usually when you pick a guy at the top, you want a bigger power guy in there, Jalen Carter type of player. He's not that. Is he – already close to hitting his ceiling because he does so many things so well. I mean, he has a wrestling background. He's got great hands. He's got great technique. The one concern, he's been on the ground a little bit too much. But I think if you're sitting there at Miami, you can – look, I know you got – the offensive line has been bad. We get it. I think Patrick Paul is going to be a good player. I'm in the minority on that one. I'd love
to – No. I'm with you on that. I'm big on
There's
Patrick
two,
Paul. There,
it's the two of you now.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, if you watched him in college, too, the year before, he was much better – than he was in his final year in college. But I think he's got a ton of potential. I think he's going to be a good left tackle. I think, you know, Jackson, they just redid his contract. He's fine at right tackle. They signed Daniels to be the right guard. They got to figure out the left guard. But you don't draft a left guard in that spot. And so I think they're okay on the offensive line. I look at their defensive line. Benito Jones, you know, Siler's a good player, but they need somebody next to him. And I think if you could get a player like that in that situation, I would do it. The other possibility, if he's not there, Walter Nolan is just a dog when he plays. Now, there are some teams that have character concerns about him because he didn't practice hard supposedly all the time. And, you know, he was the number one recruit and transferred schools and all that. But I think they need to get a defensive lineman.
Well, if he doesn't practice hard, this might be a good place.
He's got a home right here, man.
That's the whole key. Anybody who doesn't practice hard, I'm going to Miami.
Hey Pete,
Pete.
At least you're in the trenches. You know that to me is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a trench guy. I mean, and you know, the people kind of dismiss them, but the importance of having those guys in there. So I'm glad you're at least on the line of scrimmage with somebody. But we're talking. I mean, there's so many needs in this team, especially when you lose Jalen and who knows what's going on with Tyreek and there's holes all over the place defensively, offensively. I don't know. You know, as you go through this draft, I mean, you got to hit on a lot of your. You got to hit on 8 of these draft picks that are going to be. I mean,
well, I can't,
you know,
hit on that many, Bo. That's going to be.
Well,
hard
I mean, that are at least going to contribute. You know.
Now you need a lot of guys to play for sure. By the way, what do you think of Jalen Ramsey as a player? How good do you think he still is?
I think he's good. I don't think he's great. And so I think, you know, the other part of that is, you know, he had problems. He's had problems everywhere he's gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that. I mean, he did, you know, he hated Vic Fangio. And then last year he never seemed like he was truly comfortable either. And so I think, look, good player, not a great player. And is he worth the aggravation? I think that's kind of the question they asked. And the answer to that question is no. But what do you get back for him? Because the teams have the same outlook on it with that contract and the aggravation that goes along with it. What are you going to get back for him?
So do you deal him during this draft and get capital, or what do you do? You know, you could go through the draft and you still got him here, but not here. I don't know how that transaction works.
He can't come back, Bo, either.
No, he's no way he's coming back.
That'd
be poison in the water.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, and again, are you getting rid of him to try and change the culture? I mean, because let's be real. I mean, you guys know, you're around. You know, the culture isn't very good there. It's not good. And so you do get rid of a veteran like that to try and help, you know, change the culture. Or is it too late? Is that a desperation move because it's too late? It got too out of control. It got too loose, and now you can't rein it in. So I think that those are some of the questions. But you get rid of him, and you create a norm. I mean, look at their core. What is it? Storm, Duck, Cam Smith, and Cater Kohu. I mean, they already burned. Give me a break. I mean, look, it's not a very good secondary, so you got a problem there if you get rid of him. Then you got two new safeties, right? They're going to be both. The starting safeties are two new guys that Davis has never been a great player. I liked him coming out, but he's never been a great player for the Jets. So they have so many questions. This team is in trouble in a lot of ways. I think the looseness of it caught up with them. You have the Tyreek Hill situation, never a good thing. The quarterback is he going to stay on the field? And so I think you add it all up. You got major problems, and where are they in the division? Is New England going to pass them? Because the Jets, I don't know if the Jets' quarterback situation is great, but the Jets have more talent than they do, and Buffalo is clearly the best team in the division. So Miami's in a tough situation. Look, they better win this year because I think there's going to be big changes if they don't.
Let me ask you. We have a whole bunch of stuff. I'm reading CBS last night, and. Boy, whoever you guys got a hold of to talk about Shedeur Sanders, it was one of the greatest rip jobs I've ever seen about character, about physical talent, about how bad it was, the worst interview they've ever had. How much is Shedeur? It wasn't too long ago. We were talking about he's going to be the first or second pick. We didn't know if it was going to be Cam or Sanders, and now we're in this situation.
When did criticizing a prospect become such a nasty thing in terms of you becoming if you evaluate a player and you don't like him? And I was on last week with a guy, and I said that he thinks he's the best quarterback in the draft. I argued with him, and I told him I think he's a second round pick. And of course, everybody comes at me. How dare you? Well, that's my evaluation. Yeah. I might be wrong, but that's my evaluation.
What's the biggest problem you have with him, Pete? I'm just curious have him dropped to second round.
Usually when I look at a quarterback, I go, okay, is he big and strong? He's not either one of those two. Is he athletic? He's not that. Does he have a big arm? Doesn't have that. Does he get rid of the ball on time? Doesn't do that. He holds the ball. In fairness to him, his offensive line was putrid, but he did have good receiver. He had the guy that's the best player in the draft, the Travis Hunter. I think the Wester kid who transferred from FAU over there, FIU, he's going to be a good player. And so he had receivers. So you can ping him for the offensive line, but he had receivers. I think he holds the ball too long. I just don't see franchise quarterback when I look at him. Now, having said that, I'm not one of those guys that's in love with Cam Ward's game either. I think, you know, he's a good quarterback. I don't necessarily think he's a star franchise quarterback. I don't like the way he throws from the side. I think he, the play is 1-2-3, get the ball out. He has a tendency to go 1-2, get out and make a play. But that's a negative in my book because you can get outside the pocket when you don't need to. You turn what should be a play within the concept and design of the play into a good one, or you take a sack that's 42 yards behind the line of scrimmage. So I think there's a lot of these quarterbacks that people force the issue. You're so desperate for a quarterback, you're forcing the issue, and that's this entire quarterback class, by the way.
Well, let's get into this. Speaking of really needing a quarterback desperately, the Steelers at 21. Aaron Rodgers came out, and by the way, I just thought he looked like a complete clown with his comments on McAfee's show about everything. It's my time. I'll make my own decision. I've earned that right and all that. Meanwhile, Steelers are waiting for him. So what do they do?
Well, I think they're going to give quarterback a consideration. I don't necessarily think they're going to take one. I think that, you know, they might take one in the second or third round, but I don't think they take one. The Steelers have age creeping in on their defensive line, and you look at their history over the years, they've always picked a lot of big people. I think if they're in an opportunity to pick one of the big guys, they'll take a big guy and pass on the quarterback. And then you come back to Rodgers and say, do you want to play? If he plays, he plays. If not, look, with Rodgers, what do they win, 9 games? They're the third best team in the division, right? Because they're behind the Browns. I mean, the Ravens and the Bengals. So with Rodgers, they probably win 9 games. Without Rodgers, they might win 9 games. That's just the Steelers' way. They're just not, no matter what, they're not going to be a Super Bowl team. I just don't see it. So I think a lot of these teams have to get into the mindset of next year's quarterback class could be really good, by the way. And you can't force one of these guys just to fill it with a guy that you don't necessarily love. And I think that's what you're seeing in this draft. And if the Steelers pick one at 21, I think that's exactly what they're doing.
What about Kirk Cousins? What happens with Kirk Cousins?
Well, look, there's bad blood there in the organization. He kind of laid him out when he said that he was hurt and they didn't say he was, and they got angry about it. They picked up that $10 million option, and they don't have to do anything with him. You know, Kirk Cousins can want to be traded all he wants to. They can make him as their back. They can make him the backup this year. Now, would I do that if I were the Falcons? Absolutely not. I wouldn't want him around. I wouldn't want him behind my young quarterback looking over his shoulder. But they can do that. And so Kirk Cousins has the no trade clause, but they don't necessarily have to trade him either. They can hold on to him. So I think it's a game of chicken. It'd be interesting to see who wins that. But Kirk Cousins can say all he wants about, I want to go here. I don't want to go to another situation like this. He doesn't control that. He controls it. There's a no-trade clause, but the Falcons don't have to trade him. They can keep him, and that's something they could strongly consider.
By the way, you don't really think Pittsburgh can win 9 games with Mason Rudolph and that it'd be the same amount of wins with
Rodgers is better than Mason Rudolph.
I had to call you out a little bit on that.
Traditionally, Mike Tomlin's teams always get to 8-9 wins, no matter who plays quarterback. And they get bumped in the first round of the playoffs. Isn't that what they've done lately?
I just don't see that. To me, that Steelers franchise forever has been a conservative franchise. They've been great at times, you know, number of Super Bowls and all that. They've always been competitive. I mean, they're always, you know, but Tomlin's got them in the playoffs all the time. I just don't. You know, to me, sticking Aaron Rodgers in there.
You don't see that as a fit in Pittsburgh?
No,
I'm not a Pittsburgh kind of guy.
Look, I mean, you know, and look, he basically stunk up the Jets last year and kind of ruined that whole year for him.
He looked good twice.
As long as the Steelers can play the Dolphins 12 games, then it'd be all right, you know?
Yeah, but he was good the last 6 games. I mean, here's the problem. Yes, he can be a bit much. He's a pain in the butt. You know, you hear stories out of the Jets that he was changing plays, when they were sent in, that kind of stuff. But look, you talk about tradition for the Steelers. Traditionally, they draft big guys, and they make it work.
Yeah.
And so I think you know, they've drafted offensive line the last couple of years, and they've kind of fixed that. Now they got to draft defensive linemen, and that's why I think they pass on a quarterback.
Pete, thank you, man. I appreciate you coming. Busy night at CBS for you.
Very busy, yeah. We got a pre-draft show. Then I got to do all these grades for every draft, and they always come back and bite me in the ass. But again, though, Bo, I love it, though. You know, if you don't like practicing, Miami is the place for you.
Pete, I'm not sitting next to you at practice anymore.
You get to play cool songs the next day if you do practice hard.
You get an orange jersey. You're going to really get a good practice.
You're a bad guy.
Meanwhile, you got the coaches out there screaming, trying to tell their players what they're doing wrong. You know.
I might go in for a play or two if they're lucky. I mean, I might have that going for them.
Oh my goodness,
Pete, you're a bad man. You're a bad man. You take care. Have a good night.
All right, guys, take care.
Pete Prisco, senior NFL columnist for CBS Sports. He's a character, man.
No,
he's by the way, we sit up next to him during practice. He's nonstop. All right, hey, thank Pete for coming on here. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Kim Bocamper in with us, or we're got a lot of stuff with the draft to get to here. By the way, Bo's got one of the greatest stories when this draft thing wasn't as big or nothing like it is today. One of my favorite stories. We're going to have that for you. You're not going to want to miss it because Bo's got some friends that's pretty damn funny. Pretty damn funny what happened for a guy that went in the first round of the Miami Dolphins. Hey, South Florida, time to talk to you about the main man, Anthony Caliendo, the business broker experts. Man, this guy is good. If you're ready to sell your business, he's aggressive. He's got a lot of people looking to buy businesses just like yours, and he is a marketing machine to get the word out there on your behalf to get ready to sell it. Hey, big question right now is, are you ready to sell your business? You've been talking about it for a long time. Are you tired of the stress? Are you tired of the risk? Are you tired of the competition? Are you tired of all the employees? Are you just tired of being tired? And probably your partner's tired of hearing about it. If you're going through it right now, you need to meet with Anthony Caliendo. Most people have no idea what their business is worth. You sit down. Anthony will figure it out for you. The main man will get after it. It's a $2,500 free value to you. So what are you waiting for? It's the 1-800, the main man. He specializes in getting the most money for your business. In some cases, that person is already waiting right now. Call 1-800, the main man. That's 1-800-843-6246 and ask for Anthony Caliendo. That's the main man. Or visit the website and learn more about him at themainman.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank both Chris and Pete for joining us here. I know everybody's busy getting ready for the draft tonight, first round. It's amazing. Bo, I was teasing a little bit the story you tell. Bo's got, by the way, if you haven't been around, Bo's got great stories. He's got great, and some of them they're raunchy, we can't tell them. But, Bo, I love the story you tell about waiting to get to call on your friend. You got to tell that story.
So you know, I got drafted in 1976, and my first 2 years I played at a little school in
You went through the small
Moorhead,
school stuff,
Minnesota, you know, and then I went played to junior college at JC, and then got into, and so I never even, you know, for me going to the NFL wasn't even in my radar, you know, because no one ever I'd been around had been in the NFL, no one talked about the NFL. I just wanted to play another year. That's all I was just because once I knew I stopped playing, I knew I was going to have to go to work.
Right.
Right. So I just wanted to play another. So anyway, so lo and behold, it comes around and I had a really good senior year and I kind of moved up in the draft. So, you know, there was some talks about, you know, hey, you might go in the first round. Okay. You know, so anyway, so here comes draft day and it's 1975, 76. And look, there's no coverage. There's no coverage. None. 17 rounds, right? No coverage. And so on draft day, you know, some of the teams call and, hey, you know, just give us your number so we can call. Okay. And I think my agent was fielding those things and doing that. And so I was living with my brother and his wife in an apartment. And so they go, and so that's where I was for draft day. You got no ESPN.
No.
You got no radio.
Yeah, nobody's
you
there.
You got none. You don't know if it's the first round or the 15th round. You have no idea. And so I'm sitting there, and we're sitting, and okay, wait, and the phone rings. And so I had a phone in my bedroom, and so I go in the bedroom, and, you know, and my brother and his wife, they're, you know, perking up.
Yeah, everybody
you know,
thinks, here it is.
Here it is, you know, here's the call. So I walk in and I pick up the phone and says, is this Kim Bokamper? And I go, yes, it is. He goes, this is Paul Brown from the Cincinnati Bengals. Says, I just want to tell you, we just drafted you in the first round. How do you feel about playing for the Cincinnati Bengals? And oh my, so my God, what a yeah, thank you so much. I mean, you know, I'm thrilled. I'm you know, and all of a sudden I hear, F you. And I go, what? one of my buddies doing a prank call. And I mean, well, I mean, I blew up on. I mean, this was literally one of my two best friends ever. Right. Like I went to kindergarten with him. You know, he came out to, you know, he lived, he was everywhere. We were roommates for, you know, almost half of our life.
You're sitting there and wondering just, where you're going, just, man. That is
you,
awesome.
You piece of crap. You know.
So, it's not funny.
So I walk out, and they go, "Where is who are you going? Where are you going?" I go, "It's goddamn Rick." And then they're going, "That son of a bitch!" You know,
right, they're
pissed at. Right? So I'm sitting there.
How much then, longer did you
about,
wait?
And about 20 minutes later, the phone rings again. Now I go back in the room and I pick the phone up, and it goes, "Hello, is this Kim Bokamper?" Yes, this is Lynn. From the Miami Dolphins, Coach Shuler liked it. I go, who is this? I had her say it like three times because I'm trying to go, what girl did they get now to be that?
You thought you could recognize the voice.
I was trying to, who was that? Who's it? I got a bad connection.
Right.
Who is this? And then all of a sudden I hear, hey, Kim. And I go, oh, no, this is the real deal now.
Wow. But,
yeah, so that was my
That's awesome.
And you know what? And,
what a great prank that somebody would think about that. Like,
yeah.
You wonder why more people.
Well, now people have done it. I've heard a couple. But
you're the original, man.
That was that.
And I know Rick, so it just makes it even better because he spent so much time back here with you.
But, so he lived with. So he comes. So I get drafted. We come back here. And he says, "Let me go out there with you for a while." You know, so
he was out here a long time.
So he came out for 2 weeks. He lived with me for 2 years. and I think he was out here for probably 7 or 8 years. Remember, we were doing this Mikosuke show, and he was selling for me.
Well,
right?
I don't know if you're getting anything out of it. He's just that great freeloading buddy that
no,
we all grow up with.
No, he's a great freeloading buddy. Exactly. So I got my first year, I got an apartment in North Miami, Nat Moore. You know, Nat Moore had someone, you knew everybody in Miami.
Yeah, the mayor of
Miami.
Saying,
I need an apartment. Oh, go see, you know, my uncle or whatever. I think he got a little kickback on everybody, but that's fine. Yeah, right. So I get an apartment there, and he comes and stays with me. And he goes, I think I'm going to stay for a while. So I go, it's only a one bedroom, but I had a big closet in the one bedroom. So for 2 years he lived with me.
He did not live in that closet.
No, we put a mattress in the closet. And that's where we used to call it the presidential suite, and he lived in my closet when I was living in the room.
I swear we used to see him. I mean, we had all had friends come back, but I mean he came back, and I was like, he was with us all the time. Yeah. We'd go out, and there he was, man.
He was a guy we'd go to.
He had a good life.
I'd go to practice or something, and I'd come back, and he's got a new Dolphin hat on. I go, where'd you get that? Oh, you know. Got it from the equipment man.
Yeah, right. He became part of the team.
I go, you got more stuff. Yeah. You have more Dolphin stuff than I have. But,
oh. Yeah. Bo, I got to tell you, I do every time you tell that story. Hey, by the way, we're talking, and you have been a huge Patrick Paul fan.
Yeah.
With just putting him in there, and he's got to be, you literally, for some things to go right for this team, first of all, I agree with everybody. Tua's got to play the full season.
Yeah.
Patrick Paul needs to be a left tackle. We can't afford another hole in this team.
No.
He needs to be the guy, second-round pick.
And that, to me, is why you need to invest a little more in that offensive line.
I'm with you.
It's because Tua's got to stand up.
Disagree with everybody that's dogging a pure guard coming in.
No, no. Why get a half a guard? You know, we get a tackle that'll play guard or a guard that can play tackle.
They like the flexibility.
I get that. But at one point, you know, Keith Sims – great example, right? Keith Sims was a guard. Wasn't going to be a tackle. He's a guard. Look what he did. Pro Bowls, this and that. Well,
they got Richmond and Keith together. Same draft.
Yeah. And then look at a guy like Mike Pouncey. He wasn't going to play guard. He was a center.
Dwight
Stevenson was a center. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with getting a very good guy
that just plays one
position.
Yeah. We don't need flexibility if a guy's going to line up and play for you.
But going back to Patrick Paul, you know, the thing I saw from him instantly almost is his not his fundamentals, his base, his balance. He doesn't get pulled forward or back. And then once he gets a hold of you, you're not going anywhere. So that is the basis of a good offensive tackle. And now, sure, you know, he's not playing against guys from, you know, Chico State anymore.
No.
He's playing against, you know, it's like you go, well, you know, if you're in college, you can play in Michigan, you can play at Alabama, you can play at other, but when the teams that you play may not have anybody on that team is going to play in the NFL. They may have one, they may have two. Most of them don't have very many. Once you get in the NFL, they're all in the NFL.
Right.
And so you're automatically put into this where every guy you're playing is the best guy you've played against in college or ever since you started. And so it's going to take some time to get the speed game, the angles that you've got to get to.
But he knows he's going to be the guy going into camp. He's already been told, like, you are the left
tackle. And the best thing for me, and you know, unfortunately for Teron, the games that he lost was an advantage for Patrick.
Right.
Because you've
got experience.
You got stuff on tape. And I guarantee you, he and Butch Berry are looking at those tapes and saying, hey, this is not a remake to me. It's a tweak.
You know, he's a lot like Chop to me, too.
Just, yeah.
They want to be good. They're asking questions, and they know the guys. They spend a lot of time. If you're spending a lot of time with Teron and Calais, that tells me instead of like embarrassed about things that aren't working for you, you're out asking
questions.
It's
interesting you say that because they both have this trait. Like Chop didn't just ask Calais or anybody else. He would go to the offense. He would go to Teron.
Right. What do you
see? Teron, what do you see and what am I doing? What am I not doing?
Pretty smart.
What should I do? Same thing with Patrick. Patrick would certainly talk to Teron, but he would go on the other side of the ball. Hey, what do you see that I need to get?
Right.
So that's very unique.
Good stuff, man.
You know,
the guys aren't asking questions that are embarrassed and don't want to bother. And
that's
like,
why I hear these guys go, "Oh, Patrick Paul." I go, "Really? You? That's the guy. I got. That's one of the least of my worries going into this season."
Before we go to break here, real quickly, and hit this 9 o'clock hour, we have to. And I know they've been hurt a lot, but Chubb Phillips and Chop Robinson, we need a little help with the health. But the three first rounders, they got to be our pass rushers all year. I can't spend any more on that.
Those guys have to be. You didn't have Chubb all year.
No, didn't come you back. Didn't I'm have, glad he didn't. Actually.
You didn't have Phillips. No, I am too. You didn't have Phillips for very long. They've got to come back and be
what they were,
first round draft picks.
Yeah.
No, you got to play like a first round draft pick, even though you've been here for 3 years, 5 years. Those numbers, you got to come in and be the first round draft. Chop just needs to
continue his second half.
Chop's got the pass rushing game down pretty good. He's got it now. He's got to cement his playing the run. He's got to be a little bit better at the playing the run to become a complete player. You do that, that's going to fill a big need for you. On it, because look, you get those guys pass rushing, it's going to help that secondary. Whoever ends up being the guys in the back, they can benefit from those guys playing very well and being healthy all year long.
Yeah, but as you said earlier, with all the question marks and people, we just don't have enough quality bodies at certain positions. Those things need to happen right there. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff to get to. I do want to talk about, I'll tell you what, this is a Harvey Cohen day. This is a Harvey Cohen day for sure. I'm talking about Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah, the partners of Cohen and Judah, injury law firm, personal injury attorneys in Plantation, but also huge Dolphin fans. And I'm waiting for my scouting stuff for today for this first round. It'll be coming in. But I know he's busy because those guys are working, and they work their butts off. And I do know a couple of things about Harvey and Gary I'd love to tell everybody. First of all, you got a lot of choices when you get injured, automobile accident, slip and fall at work, anything that you've been injured and you're hurting and you need to find a law firm that you like. And you go with people and all of a sudden they hand you off to somebody else and it's not the name on the law firm. And and you make a couple of calls to see how everything's going, and you don't hear back, and, well, we don't know, and it doesn't sound like you're a priority. You're always a priority with Harvey and Gary. They're always going to take great care of you. 30-plus years of experience, big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million-dollar results, and small enough just to call you back and give you updates on how everything's going so you know. There's always peace of mind when you have Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah working for you. Great guys, great partners, and really good at what they do. Hey, I always tell everybody, go to the reviews. Find out what everybody's saying about them. Go to CohenandJudah.com. They're going to always answer the phone for you, always get a hold of them. And if you want to make a change, there's nothing stopping you from where you are right now to taking your case across the door there, across the road to Harvey and Gary to take great care of you. Remember this. They don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do. 866-FAIR-FEE for Harvey Cohen and Gary Judah.